Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
Back with the Bills. Back with the Bills. You like that? We in it. We in it.
There it is. All right, kick this sucker off, baby. A little stock up, stock down action, baby. Even without Clint's here, baby. Kick this thing off. Tyler, what we got? A little stock up, stock down?
That is correct. We're checking the market for the Houston Texans heading into Week 10. Primetime game. We've been talking all about it. Arguably the best squad in the NFL coming into Houston and the Detroit Lions. So heading into the Week 10 Sunday Night Football matchup, and the Texans are going to be in them badass battle red uniforms. Ron, start with you. Let's start with some positive here. Which Texan or Texans are you currently in Week 10 buying some stock in?
All right, I'm going to go my stock up with Jarrett Patterson. I mean, he is like the backup quarterback, ain't he? My man Jarrett's been out there. He was out there for about, what was he out there, 3 to 4 plays before he got knocked out with a concussion. And, I mean, he's out there 3 to 4 plays. I don't think there is an offensive lineman right now on the team that has a better standing that the fans like more than Jarrett Patterson just because he's only played 3 or 4 plays. Right? I think people are more confident right now in Jarrett Patterson than Laremy Tunsil. I think people are right now more confident in Jarrett Patterson than Titus Howard, than Shaq Mason, than Kendrick Green, than Kenyon Green, and then Juice Scruggs. I think people think he could play center and guard.
At the same time. At the same time, yeah.
So my stock up is to Jarrett Patterson because he's the wanted man. And honest guy, like, this is a deal where, like, if he could stave this off for as long as he possibly could, like, they'll love his ass.
Yeah.
They will love his ass before he actually puts in. So my stock up is Jarrett Patterson.
Especially, I know it's your stock up, but especially after that trade deadline yesterday.
Oh.
Like, especially after they didn't do the thing.
That's a good point.
Like even more so now today than even yesterday.
Yeah, people lost their mind when they saw that Jarrett Patterson was out of concussion protocol.
Woo! Got 6'10 to talk about on the radio.
Yeah. Like, if anybody out there, you get some tape on him, boy, that'll get people going. You retweet that.
Yeah, I like that one, Ron. So Ron's stock up for the Texans right now is Jarrett Patterson. And, I mean, why not? That one scoring drive that Patterson was in before he went down with a concussion, that is arguably the best we've seen the Houston offense look in weeks. So Jarrett Patterson for Ron. Our guest today, filling in for Clint Sterner, B. Scott Skeezy.
Yes, sir.
Are you buying stock in, dude?
I'm going to go with the middle linebacker, Azeez Al-Shaair, and that has more so to do with the news of the day, and I guess so did Jarrett Patterson as well. But I think Patterson had more to do with also his play before his concussion. With Azeez Al-Shaair, it's just more so about the fact that their defensive leader is coming back, and I think there's some value to that. This is no shot at the guys that played in their replacement, Neville Hewitt, the Jake Hansons of the world. Like, they came in there and did what they had to do. But you went out and got Azeez Al-Shaair for a specific reason. I think his stock up is obviously, or his stock is obviously up because simply he is back from injury, and I think that's going to be a positive for the Texans.
I mean, we're seeing that these guys who have gotten injured, from Nico to Joe Mixon to all the, like, these guys who have gotten injured, and you get to see what happens when they're out.
Yeah,
there's a difference. It's flying way up when it comes.
We guys hit drop tackle.
Yeah, for sure. And we've heard D'Amico and company say all year, talk about how Azeez, like you're saying, B. Scott, is the point guard of that defense for the Texans. All right, we're through with the positives. Time to sell a little bit. Stock down. Texans stock down in week 10. Let's run it back with you right here, B. Scott. What Texan or Texans are you selling on? Who are you not feeling right now on this Texan squad? Stock down.
So I'm going to go the opposite direction of Ron's stock up, whereas he focused on who I think we all believe is going to be the left guard once everything shakes out, and go to the other side with the right guard. I feel like everything that's been happening with Kenyon Green, from his play to his season-ending injury to the Texans' inaction in replacing him or figuring out that spot, all of the conversation around left guard specifically has taken away from the fact that, or I think taken attention away from Shaq Mason showing some regression, and the fact that, like, we'll do a catch-all of the interior offensive line, but we'll really just call out Kenyon Green. But if you want to use all the names,
Shaq over there getting lit up.
It would be Kenyon Green. It would be Shaq Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would have a conversation about Juice Scruggs only being able to do but so much when the guards.
Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
Hey, the guards next to him are not really playing up to standard. So for as much as people are excited about Patterson coming back, I got to feel like the way Shaq's been playing has to be a little bit disappointed, to the point to where his stock is down.
I saw him get bull rushed and completely turned sideways into CJ.
Yeah, I had a feeling we were going to get something from the pass protection or lack thereof of the Texans on stock down. Real quick, Ron, swing it over to you. Stock down week 10 for these Houston Texans.
That's what old Kenyon Green with Richard Nixon said. He ain't got old tricky Kenyon to kick around anymore now that I'm gone. You got to put that on somebody else.
Straight up.
But he's,
it's
Ron. My stock down is Kamari Lassiter. Oh, man, they found him. Oh.
Not the rook.
I am. This is a future play, too. I'm getting concerned for Kamari Lassiter.
He's been good.
He's been good.
But his bad has been.
But I'm just saying, he's been good. But he's another one that you're like, yo, when he's out, you see what's behind him. It's been rough. Like, teams have for some reason not gone his way. For some reason, they've decided at times to go more Stingley, it feels like.
Yeah.
And then Aaron Rodgers found him. And then Aaron Rodgers found him with Devontae Adams on a critical fourth down, and he was on the ground at the line of scrimmage, untouched, and gave it up, not to mention other plays that were given up, not to mention there have been times where he's been run by. My favorite move, and he almost made this list last week, when Alex Pierce, where he was clearly beat by 10 yards in the middle of the field, and Anthony Richardson just decided to go Anthony Richardson and threw the ball – like towards Kenyon or towards
the stands.
Kamari Lassiter for some reason. Yeah. And then he's down in the middle. It was a touchdown. And Kamari then had the audacity to stand up and pose as if he had done something.
Rook was feeling himself.
I just think we start to see. We got Jared Goff this week.
Yeah.
You got Lamar coming. You've got Patrick Mahomes coming. You've got Russell, or I don't know if they play the Steelers, but you got Tua potentially coming. You got guys that are coming that are going to not avoid him and see that and potentially exploit him. So I think for the future, Kamari better get ready, because I found it very odd that teams weren't going his way, it seemed like. But I think they might start going his way, because there were multiple times where the Jets went that way and was able to find action.
Trial by fire. Super. I mean, that's trial by fire. Man, I can't be mad at the Rook for getting lit up by Devontae Adams. But you bring up some good points.
I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying I think we're going to start seeing teams turn to that left side. I think we're going to start seeing teams roll that way.
I really would have liked for them to have traded for a corner. I really would.
Didn't have it, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I get the offensive line thing. A corner?
They got, well, Jeff Okuda.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.